1879. The Civil War is over, and the resulting economic explosion spurs the great migration west. Farmers, ranchers, prospectors, killers, and thieves seek their fortunes. Cattle drovers turn cow towns into armed camps with murder rates higher than those of modern-day New York or Los Angeles. Out of this chaos comes legendary lawman Wyatt Earp, retiring his badge and gun to start a peaceful life with his family. Earp's friend, John Doc Holliday, a southern gentleman turned gunman and gambler, also travels west, hoping the dry climate will relieve his tuberculosis. Silver is discovered in Arizona. Tombstone becomes queen of the boom towns, where the latest Paris fashions are sold from the backs of wagons. Attracted to this atmosphere of greed, over 100 exiled Texas outlaws band together to form the ruthless gang recognized by the red sashes they wear. They emerge as the earliest example of organized crime in America. They call themselves the Cowboys.
Y'all killed two cowboys.
Mexican police, huh? Tell him to get on his knees.
De rodillas, cabrón. De rodillas, hijos de la chingada.
He will not kneel, patrón. He is very proud.
Hey, somebody get this stick on his knees.
Good job, Billy.
Gracias.
They call me Curly Bill Brosius.
How much you might call the founder of the feast. So next time we come, you better step aside. I ain't kidding either.
Un caballo pari. Baja por la montaña. Y quien lo cabalgue será la muerte. Y el infierno se abrirá. Todos nos moriremos.
Patrón, he said someone will come to revenge for him.
Something like a sick horse who comes to sit with him. He talk crazy. No entiendo un carajo.
It's not what he said, you ignorant wretch. Spanish is worse than your English.
You go to hell!
You first.
Salvajes!
Yeah, let's eat, boy.
Marvelous, good, huh? I guess they knew we were coming.
Temor de Dios es lo que ustedes no tienen. Tú eres el hijo de Satanás.
Hey, Johnny. What that Mexican mean a sick horse is gonna give, huh?
It's quoting the Bible. Revelations. Behold, a pale horse. The man who sat on him was death. And hell followed with him.
Name's Dake. Crowley Dake. U.S. Marshal for this territory.
Forget it. I'm retired.
Excuse me? I said forget it. I don't want the job, and that's final. I don't think you understand.
Oh, you don't understand, Marshal.
I did my duty. Now I'd like to get on with my life. I'm going to Tombstone. Ah, I see.
Easy on the green.
We'll strike it rich.
There you go.
Well, all right, that's fine. Tell you one thing, though. Ever saw a rich man that didn't wind up with a guilty conscience?
I already got a guilty conscience. Might as well have the money, too. Good day now.
That's him, all right. Boy, I'd know that sour face anywhere.
Virgil Morgan, my God!
Hey, boy. How are you, Morgan?
Great, both of you.
Why don't you remember Allie?
Good God, Willie, better.
Allie, girl. And Louisa.
Why?
Oh, you're so lovely, darling. I'm at your feet, just at your feet.
I guess it's only right. Ma always said Morg's the prettiest.
Yeah, but she doted on the frowner.
That's right.
What?
Maddie, they're already here. Folks, this is Celia Ann, but you can call her Maddie.
Pleased to meet you, Maddie.
Pleasure.
Oh, nice to meet you. Well, Wyatt, I couldn't find a single store that had laudanum anywhere.
I've sure been dreaming about this, God, since forever. Wait. Look here. Wanna... Huh? Wyatt,
don't talk. Just...
Yeah.
Thank you for this, Wyatt. It's all you're doing.
We'll make our fortune, boys. Well, come on.
We could be sisters.
Right, fine. I wonder where he found her.
Same place we found her, probably.
What's that, Alan? Did you say you need some laudanum?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I have some right here.
Oh, you're a lifesaver.
Just be careful now. It's gonna hop.
A Oh, don't worry. I just get headaches sometimes.
Hey, Bert, see anything of Doc while you were in Prescott?
Yeah, he had a streak when we left, him and Kate.
I miss Doc. I miss that old rip.
That's old.
Makes me laugh. Yeah!
That's $500, Holmesy. You in or out?
$500. Must be a peach of a hand.
Well, thank you, darling. Kate, you're not wearing a bustle.
How dude.
Come on, Holiday, you in or out, goddammit.
Why, Ed Bailey, you look like just about ready to burst.
Come on. Come on, show. Well, I suppose I'm deranged, but I guess I'll just have to call.
Cover your ears, darling. Isn't that a daisy?
Why, you son of a bitch. Billy, just settle down. Shut up. Take your money and get out, because I'm tired of listening to your mouth.
Why, Aunt Bailey?
We cross. Them guns don't scare me. Without them guns, you ain't nothing but a skinny lunger.
Ed, what an ugly thing to say. My poor ugliness. Does this mean we're not friends anymore?
You know, Ed, if I thought you weren't my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
We can be friends again.
Touch that gun, I'll burn you down.
I calculate that's the end of this town.
I had a boy at the hotel pack us up. The horse is outside.
So that's why you're not wearing a bustle. A sweet, soft Hungarian devil. Well. Good evening, then.
Not bother about the luggage.
Look at these girls over here. Oh,
go, girl.
Ah, damn, this bird's junk. Here we go, ladies.
Newcomers, eh? Name's John Behan, Cochise County Sheriff. Just sit down, did you?
Just this minute. I'm Wyatt Earp, and these are my brothers,
Wyatt
and Morgan.
Dodge City.
Gave all that up, Sheriff. Going into business. Don't even carry a gun anymore.
Going into business, huh? Well, then, I'm the man to see. Side Sheriff, I'm also tax collector, captain of the fire brigade, and chairman of the nonpartisan anti-Chinese league. Ma'am?
How do you do?
Yeah, man of many parts. Say, you folks got a place to stay yet?
Nope. Like I said, we just got here.
Well, I also sit on the town lot commission.
Really?
As a matter of fact, we got three lovely cottages coming up for rent. I'll throw in a good cleaning. No charge. Believe me, Mr. Earn, you're not going to find a better deal within town limits.
No, sounds pretty good.
Well, I'll have my man show him to you. Thank you.
Hey, Wyatt. Get on over here. I want you to meet Fred White. He's the town marshal.
My pleasure. A lot of law around here. Already met the county sheriff.
Who, Behan? He ain't no law. The only real law around here is the cowboys.
Cowboys? I'd have run in with a couple of them up in Fresno.
Nobody does nothing without them. I mean, they're it. There's three of them right over there. You'd always spot a cowboy, they always wear those red sashes. The plain fact is, cowboys are good for business.
About all these saloons?
Oh, that's a real mother load here in Tombstone. All up and down Allen Street here. 24 hours a day, you got liquor, hostesses, gambling, making money hand over fist. All except the Oriental. That's a regular slaughterhouse. Even the high rollers won't go near it.
That's too bad, too.
It's a nice place.
Hell of a wait.
What? There he goes.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
$5
on that shit, please.
Got that.
Judy, I'm not going to pay you again. Get that cigar out of my face.
Howdy, stranger. Where can I get you? I wouldn't mind one of those cigars.
I'm about ready to go home. I wish y'all stopped yakking this place.
Thank you. Kind of nice in here.
There you go.
You run it? Bill Joyce, owner-operator.
Waiter.
Yes, sure.
I said lay off the plane, you jackass. I swear I'm gonna slap somebody now.
Excuse me for asking, nope, but kind of dead in here, isn't it?
You don't listen too good, do you?
See that bird at the faro table?
You back that queen again, you son of a bitch. I'll blow you right up that wildcat's ass. Do you hear me, huh?
He comes barging in here one day, slapping all the customers, waving his gun around. He chased out all the high-class play. The only trade comes in and I was just the bummers and the drovers. Just the dregs.
Why don't you get rid of him and get yourself a straight dealer?
Sure, stranger. That's easy for you to say.
Shit. Hey, goddamn it, Junior! How many times am I going to have to tell you to keep that damn cigar out of my face? Huh? Christ almighty, it's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something. You nerve-wracking sons of bitches. Something on your mind?
I want to let you know you're sitting in my chair.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, it's a fact.
Well, for a man that don't go heeled, you run your mouth kind of reckless, don't you?
No need to go heeled to get the bulge on a tub like you.
Is that a fact?
Hmm. That's a fact.
Well, I'm real scared.
Damn right you're scared. I can see that in your eyes.
All right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, skin it.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work. I said throw down, boy. Oh! You gonna do something or just stand there and bleed? No? I didn't think so. Here, Milt.
Keep sick. Hang it over the bar.
All right, youngster, out you go.
Don't come back. Never.
Oh, what do you say, Milt? 25% of the house take sound about right? Well, we're off and running. Just acquired us a quarter interest in the game at the Oriental.
Acquired?
So to speak. Now all we gotta do is keep our eyes on that brass ring, fellas.
You're the one, Wyatt.
Why, Johnny Tyler! Madcap!
Doc?
Where you going with that shotgun?
I didn't know you was back in town.
Well, well. How the hell are you?
Wyatt, I am rolling.
Morgan?
Doc?
Virgil? Who's Doc?
Wyatt Earp? Going into business for ourselves, Doc. Well, I just got us a faro game.
Oh. Since when is faro a business?
Didn't you always say that gambling's an honest trade?
No, I said poker's an honest trade. Only suckers buck the tiger. The odds are all on the house.
Depends on how you look at it. I mean, it's not like anybody's putting a gun to their head now, is it?
That's what I love about Wyatt. He can talk himself into anything. Oh, Johnny, I apologize. I forgot you were there. You may go now.
Just leave that shotgun. Leave it.
Thank you.
Sheriff Behan. Gentlemen.
Sheriff. Have you met Doc Holliday?
Piss on you, Wyatt.
Mr. Holliday.
Forgive me if I don't shake hands.
So, how's our little town suit you?
Fine. Fine. You know, I was thinking, what this town could really use is a racetrack.
Really? That's not a bad idea. Send a signal we're growing up.
Way ahead of yourselves, aren't you, boys? This is just another mining camp.
Have you seen how everyone dresses? Awful Tony for a mining camp. No, sir, the die is cast. We are growing to be as big as San Francisco in a few years and just as sophisticated.
You son of a bitch!
Easy, gents. Think of private affairs.
Raise that arm.
I'll kill you, Eugene!
Very cosmopolitan.
I know him. It's Creek Johnson.
Wyatt? Doc?
Jack?
What do you say, old friend?
What the hell's that all about, Creek?
They crawfished a bet and called me a liar.
Sheriff, may I present a pair of fellow sophisticates, Turkey Creek Jack Johnson, Texas Jack Vermilion. Watch your ear, Creek.
Great, I'll have to have those guns. It was a fair fight. We was legal.
I'm sorry, boys. I gotta take you before Judge Spicer. Hand him over.
Law and order every time. That's us.
Oh.
kind of town is this?
Nice scenery.
Interesting little scene. I do that tall drink of water in.
My dear, you've set your gaze upon the quintessential frontier type. Note the lean silhouette. Eyes closed by the sun, they're sharp as a hawk. He's got the look of both predator and prey.
I want one.
Happy hunting.
With me.
This is so much fun. We haven't been to shows in years. I hope they're good. What?
Robin, you know the herbs.
Hey.
Jake, how you been?
Ravishing.
Stop.
Quiet. I'd like you to meet Mayor Clum and his wife.
Mr. Earp.
Mayor,
your reputation precedes you. I was wondering if
not
you
a
might
prayer.
Nice meeting you.
Gilman? Oh, I seen him in Bisbee. He catches stuff.
Hey, Professor. Catch this.
He's shooting at us. They're actually shooting at us.
We'll have to wait for our notices.
Prettiest man I ever saw.
Ladies and gentlemen, St. Christmas Day speech from Henry V. Set the scene.
God damn,
horns!
We are marked to die. We are now to do our country loss. But if to live, the fewer men, the greater share of honor.
He's got some nerve, I'll say that. We think, Billy Neely.
Today shall be my brother.
I think he's wonderful.
Gentle in his condition. Gentlemen in England, our bed shall think themselves the curse they were not here. Shall hold their manhoods cheap. Whilst any speaks who fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day.
That's great.
Now, what in the hell is this?
Well, that's Faust. He's going to make a deal with the devil.
Is your soul for sale, dear?
You know what I'd do? I'd take a deal in crawfish and drill that old devil in the ass. How about you? What did you do?
I already did it.
Very instructive.
Mm-hmm.
But who was the devil?
Damn. You may indeed, if you get lucky.
Would you look at all those stars? I mean, you look up and you think God made all of that. He still remembered to make a little peck like me. Kind of flattering, really. Wyatt, do you believe in God? No, come on, really, do you?
Yeah, maybe. Hell, I don't know.
Well, what do you think happens when you die?
Something. Nothing. Hell, I don't know.
Well, I read this book. A book on spiritualism.
Oh, God, here you go again.
It said that a lot of people, when they die, they see this light. Like in a tunnel.
Yeah.
They say it's the light leading you to heaven.
Really? Now, what about hell? They got a sign there or what?
Hey, why? God damn it. I'm serious.
Hey, Morg. Coming to the Oriental Verge?
Well, not so nice. Tonight, me and my old man are going to have some fun. Get moving, old man.
Maiden name is Sullivan.
Then you better go with him, honey. I got to go to work.
Please stay with me.
Well, man, I got to get to work.
All right.
Well, wait a minute. I guess I don't have to go right now. I could stay a while.
No, I don't want to keep you.
Oh, really? I could stay a while. Is that the bottle Lou gave you?
Yes, it is.
Maybe you should see a doctor.
Why? It's just headaches. I know what I'm doing. No, I don't need to see a doctor. Just go. Everything's fine. Why? Work well.
Good night. You look beautiful tonight.
Thank you.
Night, Maddie.
Night, Hoggins.
Come on.
I want some nice seven stinking spades. Let's go.
I'm your man.
Thank you.
You win again. Well played, sir. You are on fire.
I told you I'll burn it up tonight. I'll take the red seven. And I got some deeds here. I'll take seven stinking diamonds. Let's go.
Awful lot of money.
Can't stand the heat, pal. Get out of the
kitchen. You're the doctor. Bad news, man. You lose.
So, now we're in the mining business.
You're the one, Wyatt.
Turn into regular tycoons.
Go call this one the Maddie Blaylock. Maddie will get a kick out of that. It's your maiden name.
And what a maiden, pure as the driven snow, I'm sure.
Hey, Doc, come on now.
It's just his style, Morg. Doesn't mean anything.
Tell me something, my friend. I'm curious. Do you actually consider yourself a married man, forsaken all others?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was no angel when we met. Neither was she. People can change, Doc. Sooner or later, you gotta grow up.
I see. And what would you do if she walked in here?
She? Yeah.
You know damn well. That dusky-hued Lady Satan, that's it.
Oh, I'd probably ignore her.
Ignore?
I'd ignore her. People can change, Doc.
I'll remember you said that.
What?
Marks. Allow me to pleasure you a bit quick.
Thank you, sir.
Milk, champagne.
That's fine.
I stand corrected, Wyatt. You're an oak.
Thanks, Kate.
Lieutenant, would you come sit at my table?
Mr. Earp, would you mind signing an autograph for me, sir?
My wife's not going to believe this.
Wyatt Earp, huh?
Heard of you.
Listen now, Mr. Kansas Law Dog. Law don't go around here. Savvy?
I'm retired. Good. That's real good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real good, Law Dog, because law just don't go around here.
Yeah, I heard it the first time. Winner to the king, $500.
Shut up, eh?
You must be Doc Holliday.
That's the rumor.
You retired too?
Not me. I'm in my prime.
Yeah, you look it.
You must be Ringo. Look, darling. Johnny Ringo. The deadliest pistolier since Wild Bill, they say. What do you think, darling? Should I hate him?
You don't even know him.
No, that's true, but I don't know. There's just something about him. Something around the eyes. I don't know. Reminds me of me. No, I'm sure of it. I hate him.
He's drunk.
In vino veritas.
Agic ut agis.
Credat Judaeus Sotella, non ego.
Eventus stultorum, magister.
In pace requiescat.
Come on, boys. We don't want any trouble in here, not in any language.
That's Latin, doll. Evidently, Mr. Ringo's an educated man. Now I really hate him.
What's it, Johnny?
I hear he's real fast.
Drinks are on me.
Getting kind of spooky around here.
Curly Bill, huh?
Who was that other idiot?
Mike Plant.
Table's open.
The man, Billy Farrell. Who is he?
That's Wyatt Earp. Made a name for himself as a peace officer in Kansas.
Peace officer. Very impressive.
Yeah, I believe he's married.
Coming out.
More champagne.
Oh, hell.
Hello.
Hello. We've never actually met. My name's...
Wider. Yes, I know. I'm
Josephine
just...
Marcus. Everybody knows.
I was beginning to think we'd never meet. This is fortuitous. That means lucky.
Yeah, I know what it means. Easy now.
What is it?
That mare's in season.
She's starting. How do they know?
They know. The scent. Well, I guess we'd better split them up. It's been real...
I have a better idea. Let's run it at them.
Yeah, I'm an oak, all right. End of the road.
Maybe for you.
Yeah!
That was lovely.
Lovely. You could have been killed back there, busted up.
Fun, though, wasn't it?
You'd die for fun?
Wouldn't you? Oh, he's laughing. I didn't think you ever laughed.
Yeah, I laugh sometimes.
Yes, but how often? Are you happy?
Happy? Well, I don't know. Happy as the next man, I guess. I don't laugh all day long like an idiot, if that's what you mean.
You're touchy about it, aren't you?
No, I'm not touchy. I just... It's a silly question is all. Am I happy? Are you happy? Are you happy?
No, I'm always happy. Unless I'm bored. That blonde woman, is that your wife?
What about her?
Nothing. What do you want out of life?
How do you get these questions?
Just answer.
Well, I don't know. Make some money, I guess. Maybe have some children.
Doesn't suit you.
Well, how would you know?
It just doesn't, that's all.
Well, I ought to know my own mind, and I'm telling you what suits me is a family and kids. Suits me right down to the ground. In fact, that's my idea of heaven. All right, what's your idea of heaven?
Room service. Oh, he's laughing again. But that's what I want. I want to move and go places and never look back. Just have fun. Forever. That's my idea of heaven. Need someone to share it with, though.
You mean Behan? Well, then... Why are you with him?
Because he's handsome. And he's charming. He's all right. For now. Oh, I know. Don't say it. I'm rotten. I've tried to be good. It's just so boring.
Why do you talk?
Never heard a woman talk like that?
Never.
I don't have time to be proper. I want to live. I'm a woman. I like men. If that means I'm not ladylike, then I guess I'm just not a lady. At least I'm honest.
You're different. There's no arguing that. But you're a lady, all right. I'll take my oath on it. Is that
that the opium Lou gave you?
A new bottle, isn't it? You better go easy on that stuff.
Wyatt, leave me alone. Now, where have you been?
Just out. Riding. How are you feeling, Maddie?
I don't know.
I'm all right. Hey, I'm fine.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You know, I was thinking today, we've already made a pile of money in this place.
What if we pulled those stakes and just moved on, you know? And we could stay on the move, just keep going, see the world, just live on room service the rest of our lives. How'd that be?
Room service? Why, what are you talking about?
Nothing, I'm just thinking out loud, and you know, nothing. Forget about it.
What'd she do with that longer? Hey. Is that old dog Trey? That sounds like old dog Trey to me.
Pardon?
You know, Stephen Foster. Oh, Susanna. Camptown Races. Stephen Stinkin' Foster.
Oh, yes, well, this happens to be a nocturne.
Which?
You know, Frederick fucking Chopin.
You're the sheriff.
No. This is not county business. This is a town matter, Marshal.
Why don't you just leave it alone?
No, I gotta do something.
Where's your down card?
Come on now.
Well, howdy, Fred.
Hand those over, Curly. Hand them over.
Why, sure, Dad. I'm only funny.
Here you go. Fred! Go on now, Fred!
Got old Fred White!
Hey, shut the marshal! Everybody!
Better get him off the street.
Red White, they killed him. They killed Red White.
All right, back off.
Get a rope. Bring him up.
Nobody's hanging anybody.
He just killed a man.
You stand trial for it. Now get back. Move.
Turn him loose. He said to turn loose of him.
I'm not. So go home.
I swear to God. Law Dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
You're not as stupid as you look, Ike. Now tell him to get back.
Go on now, get back.
Go on!
Billy! He'll kill me.
And you, music lover, you're next.
This drunk piano player. You're so drunk you can't hit nothing. In fact, you're probably seeing double.
I have two guns. One for each of you.
Crack it up now! Go home now! I'll see you soon. I'll see you soon.
We'll meet again.
Well, as you can see,
never a dull moment.
So it takes Judge Spicer 3 weeks to get back to town, and he says, well, did you actually see it? I said, no. By the time I got there, Marshal White had already been shot.
And Spicer leans forward and he says, well, can't have a murder without a witness.
What?
Case dismissed.
Yeah.
Can you beat it after all that?
Oh, hell, who cares?
None of my business anyway. Here you go, Milt.
Gotta love this game. You know, boys, when we're finally set, we got to each have a billiard room in our houses.
Been thinking, maybe we ought to open up a place of our own. You know, there's the real money. Build it up, milk it for all it's worth, and sell it off for a bundle and breeze out of this burg with more money than Croesus and ready to live like kings. Now, what do you think, Virg? Virg? You and me take a walk around town, see if you can't spot us out a couple of nice lots.
It's working out just like you said, Wyatt. Goddamn, boys, we're looting this burg 6 weeks from Sunday.
Pretty fun, too, isn't it?
Kind of actually, yeah. I gotta admit.
Excuse me, Wyatt, do you have a moment? Please, will you just hear
now,
me
now, hold
out?
On, Mayor. I already told you no.
You tell him, Morg.
What about you? You were a lawman.
I'm busy. We're all busy. Sorry, Mayor, but you're barking up the wrong tree.
You know, you men are making a lot of money in this town. That's good, that's good. Good for you. In the meantime, a lot of decent people are suffering. But please, don't let me take up any more of your precious time.
rack them.
I tell you, I'm suffering from a hangover.
Saying you can't own a gun. Nobody's even saying you can't carry a gun. All we're saying is you can't carry a gun in town. That's not so bad, is it?
Mayor, I have to talk to you about this.
No, we don't have to talk. You can read, can't you? It's a town matter, not town.
What the hell are you doing? I told you we weren't getting involved.
You got us involved when you brought us here.
Now, you hold on a minute, Burge.
Hold on, nothing. I walk around this town and look these people in the eye, it's just like someone slapping me in the face. These people are afraid to walk down the street, and I'm trying to make money off that like some goddamn vulture. If we're going to have a future in this town, it's got to have some law and order.
Please, Burge, don't do this to me.
It's got nothing to do with you, Wyatt. It's got to do with...
Nothing to do with me. I'm your brother, for Christ's sake. God, I don't believe this. Talk to him, will you, or hit him? Oh, God, don't tell me.
Like you said, Wyatt, we're brothers. Got to back your brother's play. Just did like I figured you would.
All right, now you listen to me. Open me. First time in our lives, we got a chance to stop wandering and finally be a family. Now, this is trouble we don't need. You saw what happened to Fred White.
We know what we're doing, Wyatt.
Okay, fine. Say you're right. Say you don't get yourself killed. That's something else. All those years I worked those cow towns, I was only ever mixed up in one shooting. Just one. But a man lost his life, and I took it. You don't know how that feels, Morton. Believe me, boy, you don't ever want to know. Not ever. Didn't you make it dead, did I? All right. You're both making a big mistake.
That sunshine that brightened our pathway a while.
Yeah,
I and sit by my side if you love
me. Good one, you hear me? Want some good.
Not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley.
What do you think of this singer?
Round the house.
Nice voice.
Why? Doc won't quit. He's been at it for 36 hours straight. Klein and the McClary brothers came in an hour ago. I tried to get him to go to bed, but he won't let go.
I know. And nobody can make him.
Why? Just in time. Pull up a chair.
Hey, Doc. Been hitting awful hard, haven't you?
Nonsense. I've not yet begun to defile myself.
That's
wondering if maybe you wouldn't want to go on over to the Christmas
house. I will not be part of that. Thank you very much.
That's right. That can go on day and night and then some. That's my loving man. Have another one, my loving man.
Come in.
Hey, loving man, you've been called.
Oops.
What is that now? The 12 hand in a row holiday? Son of a bitch, nobody's that lucky.
Why, Ike, whatever do you mean?
Take it easy, boys.
Maybe poker's just not your game, Ike. I know. Let's have a spelling contest.
I thought about just wring your scummy neck.
Yes, Ike.
Are you taking his part?
I'm the one got cheated. You goddamn pimps.
You're all in it together.
Nobody's in anything, Ike. You're drunk. Go on home and sleep it off.
Get your goddamn hands off me!
Don't you ever put your hands on me, see? Don't you ever try to manhandle a cow, because we'll cut your goddamn pimp's heart out. You understand me, you pimp?
Don't you threaten me, you little son of a bitch.
All right. Come on in, Sergey. You just go on home and forget about it, huh, Ike?
I ain't gonna forget nothing.
Well... that certainly was a bust. Come, darling, let's seek our entertainment elsewhere.
Forget it, Bert. Go on. Get some fresh air.
What's wrong, Doc?
Nothing, not a thing. I'm right as the mail.
Doc. All right, get him up. Let's get into the hotel.
What's wrong with him?
Warner.
You, I hope you die.
I'm not done.
All right. Goddamn bastards. Maybe they can cheat me.
Nobody cheated you, Ike. Just go home.
I don't take no math from the bartenders, neither. Hey, see? Give somebody a rap on the beat or get some respect around here. You tell the Earl. I see him on the street in Doc Holliday. I'm going to send them to hell on a shutter. You tell him that.
Pick these guns up.
Not till he sobers up.
Wearing that badge don't make you right. The hell you think you are. Watch the way you walk, you stupid bastard.
Easy, kid. I'm sorry.
I ain't easy. I ain't your kid. You take sorry and shove it up your ass.
I'll fight you right now.
Got this. You're gonna bleed. You got a fight coming. Coming today. Bastard. Oh. It's coming! Shit.
Your condition's quite advanced. I'd say you lost some 60% of your lung tissue, maybe more.
What's the verdict?
2 years? 2 days, hard to say. If you stop now. You're smoking, you're drinking, you're gambling, your nightlife. You need complete rest. What I mean is, you must attempt to deny your marital impulse.
Get out of my sight.
How are you feeling, Doc?
Better.
That's good. I knew it wasn't nothing.
We must talk, darling. It appears we must redefine the nature of our association.
I'm a good woman to you, Doc. Don't I always take care of you? Nobody cares for you like me. I'm a good woman.
Yes, it's true. You are a good woman.
Six of them. Damn, this is like a bad dream.
Stay calm, use your head. It'll be all right. Just the same, though. Guess maybe you better swear me in.
Cowboy's been telling everybody in town they're going to clean you out. They're back there in that lot behind the OK Corral.
Thank you, Mayor.
What are you doing out of bed, Doc?
What in the hell's going on? Had five people come up to my room telling me that Clanton's and McLowry's are gunning for us.
We're going down there, Doc. What are we going to do? Wait till the liquor wears off. As soon as they start getting headaches, they'll lose interest.
Lose interest? Hell, they're threatening our lives.
Well, you'll never make that stick.
They're carrying guns, Wyatt.
Oh, I say, Burge, that's a misdemeanor. You go down there to arrest them. Something goes wrong. Maybe this time somebody really gets his head broke. You'll have cowboys coming around looking for trouble from here to Christmas. You want to risk all that over a misdemeanor?
Damn right I'll risk it. They're breaking the law.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
All right, Virg. You're calling. Give Doc the shotgun. They'll be less apt to get nervy if he's on the street officer.
Thank you.
goddamn kid.
How the hell we get ourselves into this?
You don't have to worry about a thing. I just went over there and disarmed.
You did? Come on, boys.
Gentlemen, I'm not going to allow any trouble.
Disarm you, throw up your hands.
Oh, not what I want.
You now, you son of a bitch.
You're Daisy if you do.
Morgan, hold quiet now.
I don't think I'll let you arrest us today, Behan. A good deed for today, Mayor.
You're right. It's nothing like I thought. I almost wish it.
I know, Mark. I know. Me too.
Getting warmer. Guess spring's coming.
Hello, Billy. Say hello.
It's deputy. I don't want to talk to you. Those men you killed were my friends. I'm just a nothing, but if I wasn't, I'd fight you right now, so I don't want to talk to you.
All they ever did was laugh at me. Sister boy should have stuck around.
What do you want, Ringo?
I want your blood. And I want your soul. And I want them both right now.
I don't want any more trouble.
Well, you got trouble! And it starts with you.
I'm not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it. Sober up. Come on, boys.
Wretched slugs. Don't any of you have the guts to pay for blood?
I'm your huckleberry. That's just my game.
All right, Lunger. You go to hell. I'll put you out of your misery.
Say wham.
Johnny, don't! No, Johnny, don't! Whoa. Get off! Get off!
Don't mind him. He just drunk, that's all.
Who there, Johnny? No! I want them spit and blood!
Easy, son, easy. Now ain't the time.
Slow down, Ringo!
I tell you, boys, even I'm worried what's going to happen once Ringo runs this outfit. God have mercy.
Come on, gentlemen. This time, come. Bullet, boys.
Hey, let's go get stout.
Baba?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Proceed, sir.
Listen to me. I need to speak with you.
Not now, I'm busy.
I see what's going on between you and Wyatt. I'm not a fool. But listen to me. Lots of so-called hard cases and tough nuts come and go around this town, but none of them has a clue about the wheel play. None of them.
Now, after tonight, there'll be one man in charge of Tombstone. You'll be happy to know him. Bet on it.
Good night, boy. I'm going to go to bed.
Night, Virg.
Night, Virg.
Bundle up, Virg. It's getting cold out there.
She'd learn to play a real card game. More tea, Maddie?
Mm-mm, no. Are you all right, Maddie?
Are you expecting someone?
Only Virge.
Please.
I know it's awful to come here, but listen, I think something's going to happen tonight. It's Verge.
Thunder's sure getting close.
Verge, what'd you forget?
Smart talk about living, let live. There ain't no living, let live with bugs.
Why don't you listen to me now? We gotta get out of here.
Get out of here. Listen to yourself, Wyatt. Lie down and crawl, you might get hurt. What kind of talk is that?
Do you see what's happening here?
What? What do you mean? What are you saying? No, please, no.
I'm afraid your husband's going to lose the use of his arm, Virg.
Oh, God, no.
Don't worry, other girl. I still got one good arm to hold you with.
Good deal.
Morgan, wait a minute!
You have to be so damn smart.
I'm sorry, Allie. I told you, Verge.
Not now, Wyatt.
All right. All right, what do you want me to do?
Just leave me alone for God's sake.
Verge.
He doesn't want to talk now, Wyatt!
About what they did to your women. That was wrong. I'm here to let you know that it wasn't me. I had no part of it.
No. Brothers to the bone, right, McMasters?
No. Not anymore. Not after this night. He's right, Wyatt. If you want us for anything, we're with you.
Got me good. Don't let him get you, brother. You're the one.
Easy, Moore. Don't worry about that now.
Remember what I said about seeing a light when you're dying?
Yeah.
It ain't true. I can't see a damn thing.
Mort? Mort? Mort?
So she walked out of our lives forever.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
You smell that, Bill? It smells like someone died.
Jesus, John.
Still, we'll finish it.
That's Virgil with the women. He's mine.
All aboard!
Hey, Maddie, where's Wyatt?
Right behind you, Stillwell.
Clinton, you called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it. You see that? It says United States Marshal.
Wyatt, please don't kill me, please. Please.
Take a good look at him, Ike, because that's how you're going to end up. The cowboys are finished. You understand me? I see a red sash. I kill a man wearing it. So run, you cur.
Run! Tell all the other curs the law's coming! You tell them I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
By all means, move.
Jesus Christ!
you ever see anything like that before?
Hell, I ain't never even heard of anything like that.
Nothing. Where is he?
Down by the creek. Walking on water.
Well, let's hope he's got another miracle up his sleeve. Let's find no Ringo. He's headed straight for us. If they were my brothers, I'd want revenge too.
No, make no mistake. It's not revenge he's after. It's a reckoning.
Doc, short of being dead, what the hell are you doing this for anyway?
Wide Up is my friend.
Hell, I got lots of friends.
I don't.
Your friends that did it.
Must have been Claiborne and Fuller. They left here last night.
Oh, no.
They tried to take my watch. He cursed them for cowards and they shot him. I don't understand any of it. I just know it's ugly. You're all ugly. And he was beautiful. He tried to bring something fine into your ugly world and you shot him for it. Not that you care.
Billy,
where are you going?
I'm not going with you.
Billy! Let me get back to you.
I'm sorry, sir, but we got to have some law.
Release!
Let him go.
Who cares?
Yeah, get the hell out of here! Come on! Watch out, boy. Go!
Mingo and Ben are out front. There's about 30 of them. They're all wearing badges.
Christ. I gotta find a place to hole up.
Doc.
Henry Hooker's ranch?
That's right. And I'm Hooker.
We got a sick man. Our horses are done in.
Put him up at my place. As long as it's just tonight.
We're in debt to you.
I know you boys have got to keep moving, but he looks pretty bad to me.
Held up, and their boss actor got killed. They came here to water the horses, then they'll push on.
I'm
sorry about your friend. And I'm sorry that I
forgave you the moment you said it.
You did. Well, thank you.
All set.
I have to go.
Wait.
What the hell is that?
They got McMasters.
Ringo wanted to make sure he got your attention, Marshal. He wants a straight-up fight, just you and him. Settle this thing once and for all. Oak Grove at the mouth of Silver Springs Canyon. 7 o'clock.
You tell him I'll be there!
Are you crazy?
I'll be there!
It's not finished.
I'm done with Wyatt Earp. Take your cowboys and finish off Creek Johnson and Texas Jack. You burn them, Ike. Burn them all.
Hell, Johnny, he ain't even gonna show.
Yeah! He'll show.
I spent my whole life not knowing what I wanted out of life. Chasing my tail. Now for the first time I know exactly what I want. And who. And that's the damnable misery of it. Makes a man like Ringo, Doc, makes him do the things he does.
A man like Ringo got a great empty hole right through the middle of him. He can never kill enough or steal enough or inflict enough pain to ever fill it.
What does he need?
Revenge.
For what?
Being born.
So fast with Curly Bell, I didn't really have time to think about it, but I've had plenty of time to think about this. I can't beat him, can I?
No.
Wait. I'm going with you.
I'm sorry, Wyatt.
It's all right, Doc.
What's it like to wear one of those?
Doc.
They want him, they gotta come over us first.
For you by the big oak.
Quarter mile up that trail.
They're not giving you any safe conduct. Shooting starts, you better kick east in the Mexico line.
I ain't got the words.
I know. Me neither.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started the game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't. And this time, it's legal.
All right, Lunger. Let's do it. Say when. Just too high strung.
I'm afraid the strain was more than he could bear. Oh, I wasn't quite as sick as I made out.
God.
My hypocrisy goes only so far. All right. Let's finish it.
Indeed, sir.
The last charge of Wyatt Earp and his immortals.
Thank you.
Qui vivis, et regnas in secula seculorum. Per omnia secula seculorum. Amen. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Feeney and I were just investigating the mysteries of the Church of Rome. It appears hypocrisy knows no bounds.
You're no hypocrite, Doc. You just like to sound like one. I brought you something. Well, let's see. Where are we today? Yeah, I'm $17 down to you. Two bits of hand, stud.
Keep coming back here. I told you not to in a minute.
You're the only person I can afford to lose to anymore. How are we feeling today, Doc?
I'm dying. How are you?
Pretty much the same.
So now we add self-pity or live so frailty.
All right, Doc. All right, how many cards you want?
I don't want to play anymore.
How many?
You're the most fallible, stubborn, self-deluded, bull-headed man I've ever known in my entire life.
I call. You win.
It was all you're the only human being in my entire life that ever gave me hope. I was in love once. My first cousin, she was 15. We were both so.
That's good, Doc. That's good. What happened?
She joined a convent over the affair. She was all I ever wanted. What did you want?
Just to live a normal life.
There's no normal life, why? It's just life. To get on with it.
Don't know how.
Sure you do. Say goodbye to me. Go grab that spirited actress and make her your own. Take that beauty and run. Don't look back. Live every second. Live right up the hill. Live why? Live for me. Why, if you ever my friend, if you ever had even the slightest feeling for me, leave now. Leave now. Please.
Thanks for always being there, Doc.
Damn.
Everyone. Gilbert and Sullivan performed right here in Denver. Good night, Josie.
Good night.
Good show.
You ever see the sun come up over the Rockies? It hits all of a sudden, and below there's California. And you swear you're looking at heaven. I have nothing left. Nothing to give you. I have no pride. No dignity. No money. I don't even know how we'll make a living, but... I promise I'll love you the rest of your life.
Family's rich. What should we do first?
What you wanted to do the first night we met. Remember? May I have this dance?
Yes.
And then we'll have room service.
The power of the cowboy gang was broken forever. Ike Clanton was shot and killed 2 years later during an attempted robbery. Mattie died of a drug overdose shortly after she left Tombstone. Virgil and Allie Earp moved to California, where Virgil, despite the use of only one arm, became a town sheriff. Wyatt and Josephine embarked on a series of adventures. Up or down, thin or flush, in 47 years they never left each other's side. Wyatt Earp died in Los Angeles in 1929. Among the pallbearers at his funeral were early pallbearer movie stars William S. Hart and Tom Mix. And Tom Mix wept.